Welcome to the 5D Field with me, Corey Michelle. This is episode 23, $1 to $1 million with Roy McDonald. The Crazy Possible Podcast is a multidimensional transmission of words and energy forms that transcend your cognition, going direct to your consciousness, assisting you in becoming your future self, the energetic master of your reality. You might experience lightness, awareness, synchronicities, having the experience of living a magical life and ease and creating what you truly desire. This content is for highly conscious visionaries, revolutionaries, truth seekers, star seeds, and unicorns who never fit in but are brilliantly aware and here to create new realities. Let's transcend the 3D matrix, dancing in the 5D and beyond, bringing your dreams alive. Now let's tap the field. Breathe with me. Connect in. Tap into your raw consciousness, and together, let's create new realities. All right, welcome to the Crazy Possible Podcast. And today is my first podcast with a guest that I'm so excited to have on, one of my new favorite people, because I actually just met our guest today, Roy McDonald, this year, and he is turning out to be one influential man in my life. So I'm so excited that he's coming on as the very first guest. Roy is a self-made millionaire. He is a money master. He has been in the industry for, 40 years? 50 years, long time. He has been around the block. And what I love about Roy, there's so many things I love about Roy and what he offers, but also what he's contributed to me and my partner, Ben, already in just a few months, is that he brings together this vibe of very practical, pragmatic financial tools and awarenesses that are layered in with basically quantum truth. And as you guys know, that is totally my vibe. I wouldn't have it any other way. And it's interesting because why I hired Roy, why I went to his first class, I went to this goal setting summit or a 3-hour thing, right? Like 45 minutes away from my house. And Ben and I were like, we need some inspiration. Let's go goal setting. And we had no expectations whatsoever. And we actually said, hey, to each other, Ben and I, we're not going to buy anything here. We're just going to go for some inspiration and see what this guy is doing. We left buying his Strategic Wealth Summit package for the both of us. It's a 3-day class. And we were like, we need this in our life, because one of the things that we're missing, while, you know, my business is doing great and I really like what I'm doing and all that kind of stuff, we're really missing foundation with our finances that can really build wealth and assets, and that is protected as well. So some of the stuff that Roy was speaking to was really speaking to my desire to create wealth in my life in a way that I just didn't know. Like, I don't know how to do all of that stuff. I know how to do what I do, but I didn't have the education to do what he was teaching us. So it seemed like a very obvious fit to bring both of those together. And I was super grateful to hear Roy talking about a lot of the same stuff that I talk about the universal principles and energy. And he even mentioned in the 3-day class that we went to, he said, I know there's some fifth dimensionals in here, and my ears perked up and I went, oh yes, you do. So I'd like to welcome Roy McDonald. Thank you so much for joining me as my very first guest.
Well, thank you so much. And what an honor it is to be with you. And although I appreciate everything you said, it's just a mirror. I'm mirroring back on this beautiful lady who's got such a depth of knowledge, wisdom that she brings. And I from the time I met her, and you may recall, Corey, I was having some clients on stage, we were doing some work, and I just called you up and you just stepped into this, like, no preparation, no nothing, and just like, we just worked together, and it was just amazing to see. So it's just an honor to be on this. I'm grateful I'm the first one. That's fantastic.
I actually want to ask you a couple of more personal questions, if that's okay.
Absolutely, anything.
Cool. So I know you shared that you didn't know how to read and write. You were pretty much abused as a kid, not a good upbringing at all. What I want to know is, what actually triggered in your world that had you even think that you could have a different life?
It's such a good question. And, you know, it's like you could grow up and become a drug pusher, or you could become a success, or you could become nothing. You know, that's how it goes. It can. I was very lucky, I guess. I met a mentor. I didn't even know it was a mentor, but it came as a 78 record. The older people will know what a 78 is and 45s, but most of you guys are too young to know. I'm 76. So this record was called The Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. And I spoke to Bob Proctor about this. He's 10 years older than me, and he played it on the same year that I did. It was 1963, 10 o'clock. I remember it very, it was like a lightning bolt hit me. And I said, I'm going to become a millionaire. Now, I had nothing at all. But in this intention was so strong. And I had no idea how to do it, but I just believed I could. From the thoughts of things, which grew into Think and Grow Rich and The Science of Becoming Rich and Getting Rich and all those things, that thoughts are things. And what I think those ideas have, which were good for me, was then to get into action to do it. So it just started, and I became a millionaire at 28, 2 years ahead of time that I set my goal at 30. And back then, that's like 10 million, 15 million in today dollar terms. And Bob, I have had dinner with him a couple of times, and he said same thing happened. So that's the deal. And I think only through shock comes change. And sometimes you just got to get woken up, whether you're 18 like I was, or 28 or 48 or 68, I don't mind. But there's a time when you make that decision. And I think there's another thing to understand, the difference between fear and danger. Danger's real. Fear's a choice. And fear and faith are both invisible. It's a question which one you believe in. They're both invisible, and you can't see fear and you can't see faith. But you choose which one, and whichever one you choose is what actually is in your life. And the great work I'm working with Corey here, and you guys will work together, is that Corey believes this the same as I do, and the same as you guys, because you wouldn't be on this call if you didn't. And because of that, knowing that she is going to support you on this journey with me, and we can work together side by side, you've got double power. You've got two superpowers now. So it's going to be fantastic. I'm very excited about doing this and working with your people. We're going to have some great examples here, Corey.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I feel like so much of the sort of the, I don't even know what to call it, the money industry, going for the big money target sort of industry has been sort of bastardized into this inauthentic desire for money that doesn't really match what I would say people like me, for example. I don't want a lot of money to show off, or just because I want to have money. I want to have wealth and abundance and choice in life. And really the amount doesn't matter as much as the experience. And a lot of what I'm teaching people is that experience of that energy really attracts in those experiences, like thoughts become things, right? And when we add in vehicles for wealth that work and that you can action, that aren't this mysterious sort of thing of, I don't know how to have it, we actually, you know, offer those tools to have it. Then there's this bridge where that desire to have total choice in your life, that desire to have the kind of house you want, the desire to contribute in the ways you want to contribute, the desire to live the way you want to live in any way and not have to go to a job if that's what you choose. The desires to live in the way that's authentic, expressed and most valuable to you become available when you have a pathway. Otherwise, it's just this fantasy. It's like, we want to have total choice, but I have a lot of debt, right? I want to be able to travel the world, but I don't have a credit card that I can do that on. You know, there's this conflict that goes on in our worlds. And another thing that I love about what you do is you sort of put those together in a way that's the way that I speak, right? And that I think a lot of people that I come to me, find me because I talk about things in a different way. And then having those vehicles to be able to actually work it out instead of having it be this thing that we're waiting for to happen, right? It's like, okay, let's make a plan and let's get a plan and get clear on our goals or our targets, and let's actually start going and remove everything that doesn't match. All of the head trash and the toxicity that goes on in our world, let's get all that out of the way so we can really have what we would like to have as our financial reality.
Absolutely. So let's get into this and let's get into money story.
Your money story through your journey in life, when I listen to you sharing it, it's so inspirational. So tell us what your story with money is.
Well, and I'm sure others can relate to this story. I grew up in a situation where Dad was an alcoholic in the end and used to come and beat my mum up and beat us up and the kids and stuff. And it wasn't fun. And I was the youngest. My brothers and sisters are very smart, but it affected me quite a lot. And the end result is I came out of school, couldn't read or write. I couldn't spell. And it's really hard. I was good at math and I could draw, and that was it. So you kind of start a position where you're not actually very confident about yourself or very congruent in anything, really. So, and I think all of us get a money story. We get it from our parents, we get it from school, we get it from our friends, and we reflect this. And our money story never lies. It's just a mirror. It's as pure a mirror as you could possibly get. So my job is to work on money story. Now, this year we did $70 million and we've got about 70 companies. And, you know, for a guy that couldn't read or write, this is kind of pretty cool. What I guess I'm saying, if I can do this, anyone can. It's like everything, we need to know the step-by-step principles. I think that's the bottom line. And need to be often a hand up, not a hand down. It's often about understanding some very simple principles and strategies that really change is inevitable and growth is optional. And so the changes that are happening in this country, and I know we're talking to Americans, we're talking to Canadians. I got married in Canada, by the way, in Toronto. Ooh. So I love your country. And we just came back from the US last year before the COVID thing happened. We did about five cities there in Los Angeles, San Francisco, all the way down, and Hawaii as well. And just to see that the same thing applies, whichever country I go to, whether I'm in New Zealand, whether I'm in Australia, whether I'm whatever country, and whether I'm doing a Roth 401 or I'm doing a Kiwi Super or a self-managed super fund here in Australia or a pension fund in Canada, it's the same. It's the same thing, same money story. It's about getting freedom. It's getting choices. It's about getting your life back. To actually look deeply into your soul about what your intention is this next 5 years. What are you going to do with the rest of your life? And I know, Corey, you work on this mindset. What I've learned from Corey is she's such a great facilitator, just a pleasure to work with her. But we were talking about intention. And, you know, to me, intention is very simple. Getting clear on what you want. That's all this is about, getting clear. But I guess in the goal setting masterclass that Corey came and Ben came, was that we get a little bit concerned about setting goals because we get into conflict over whether we want, you know, are we asking too much? Are we asking not enough? Are we worthy enough to even receive? And in our goals program, we have a thing called, you know, setting a very clear goal. And one of the parts of the goal is, you know, to have it worthy of you, not is, are you worthy of the goal? And that's a really interesting kind of play on words because we sometimes think, are we worthy to have it? Yes, we're going to give our life to it. We might as well make it worthy. So up front here, Corey, what I'd like to say to your people, something very special, and that is to give you a copy of my book, this Dollar to Million Dollars in 7 Years or Less. And there's 50,000 of these copies published and out there in the schools and libraries and in people's hands. And I'd like to get this, and we can do it a couple of ways for your people in America, in Canada, here in Australia, wherever, as an ebook or as an audio book. But it says a dollar to $1 million in 7 years or less. Now, it's no mistake I call it this because we're only talking about $1. $1 to $1 million. You don't need any other money. And this is some of the myths that I cover in the book. that people think you've got to have money, and you think, I've got to have money to make money because someone told me that. Unfortunately, that's not necessarily true. And usually the person who told you that hasn't got any money. So and most of our people, whether you're America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, whatever, 95% of our population are on the pension at the end of their life. So I'll quickly just rattle off, if it's okay, Corey, just to tell people what's in this book real quick, and then
for sure
be valuable. So first thing, apart from the introduction, is five income streams. In other words, we stop people working for money. We stop them swapping their life for money on an hourly basis, and 95% don't even like their job. And we add flipping property, we add coaching, we add multi-level work, whatever they want to do. We add online businesses. There's a whole range of them that I show people how to do this. The next one is the wealth account. It's just a money magnet. I show how to do that with a dollar. Started my kids off with this when they were 3 years old. And my son, by the time he was 16, had $10.7 million in his trust. And it was very easy to talk to him about that, because you can talk to a three-year-old, five-year-old, 10-year-old, all that. But when you talk to older people, Corey, sometimes, you know, they have a lot of resistance because their money story comes up and their mum and dad get in the way, even if they're dead.
It's so true.
My daughter, she's 14. She, at that time, she had $7.2 million. Now, my kids are now approaching 30. Harrison's 27. Jesse's now 25 this month. So things have changed a lot, but they don't get their hands on this money till they're 35, or any part of it. You know, it's paid for everything, but the main reason is to change the money story. But without a difference plan. So wealth account was number one. Taxation, leverage. We've got a chapter on yield, on strategic spending, momentum trading, six masteries. Now, these six masteries are very, very important. And I have a section two on the $1 million section, how to do that. 12 secrets to wealth. And what does being wealthy mean to you? Now, often wealth is what you have when all the money's gone. It's a different mindset, and Corey's a mindset specialist, but knowing the word and understanding, but more importantly, implementing that word is a very different process. Mm-hmm. Sex and money, I always get your attention when I say that, and Corey and I are going to be doing a little relationship programming time, but, you know, when sex is working, when money's working, there's no issue. It's when it's not working, there's major issues. And these are very emotional issues, even though people will discount it and pretend it's not. It is. 86% of all breakups are over money when you get down to it. And if you think about when the last argument you had with any of your partners over life, you'll always think it's about something you couldn't control or get or do or have. Money doesn't make us happy. It just gives us choices. Mm-hmm. So, 12 wealth strategies and valuing each dollar. I've also got, there's a lot of other chapters here, but 12 false wealth secrets. Now, these are important because we're running our life with some principles that aren't true. I've got a $1 billion section here as well. And then I've got a special part, which I call 5 years to be debt free. Now, in this section, I'm talking about a person who's got a mortgage, a loan on their house. They've got store cards. They've got a personal loan. They've got a car loan. And I show a person how to deal with that using only 10% of their income and pay everything back within 5 years or less. Now, Corey, there's a bit of a story about this. We had, when I gave this talk, I was having lunch and a guy tapped me on the shoulder. He said, "You're Roy McDonald." I said, "Yep." "You're the key speaker tonight, today." I said, "Yep." He says, "I'm an accountant and I saw your thing about being debt-free in 5 years, using only 10% of your income, borrowing no other money, having no other risks. I can tell you that doesn't work. I've done the math." And I said, "Can I use you as an example?" He said, "Absolutely." And he was the example with his mortgage and all these things, 25 years. We paid it all off using a strategy that he'd never understood.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like magical for him. And you know what gobsmack looks like? You know, when someone opens their mouth and go, "Well," and he said, "That is amazing." Now, he's an accountant, but he'd never looked at money the way I showed him. So this stuff works. I've got the 10 commandments to build the financial fortress. Now, in Australia and New Zealand, and I do the same in America, and I've spoken about this in Canada, that most of us think we need a lot of money, like millions and millions. I had a lady tell me she needed 50 million, 100 million. In my view, the average person, if they had a million to two in residential property, a million to two in commercial property, and a million to two in their pension fund, super fund, whatever, and a 200,000-300,000 income, they're pretty well done. As long as we protect the assets, that's only 3-6 million. When I say only, for some people, that's like light years away. But it's very simple to get. And that's what I want to show your people, Corey, a step-by-step process. Now, this is not a get-rich-quick thing. This is a seven-year plan. We break it down to 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, and then quarters. And it's like going to the gym. It works.
Exactly. It's like going to the gym. I love that. Roy, what you've put together and what you've learned and experienced in your lifetime is really phenomenal. It's not get rich quick. It's not fly by night. It's not just, oh yeah, I did this one thing this one time and it worked, so I'm going to teach everybody. Like, you've got 70 companies doing 70 million a year, and you're really in your genius when you're teaching, as well as when you're doing these deals, because you show us in your seminars and stuff, like, okay, the mindset it takes to do all this. And it's always so fascinating to watch how your mind works, because it does work differently. Like, your mind works so differently than most people. And I know mine does too, but I love learning from people who are brilliant and genius in their own way, because then I get to have some of that myself. And because we're both on the magical wavelength, right? I would just like to highlight a couple of the things that you just said, because you just said a lot that is really, really, really valuable. And two of the things that I see a lot of people who are into the magic, they're into the 5D, they're super aware, but they don't have the grounding with the finances as maybe more grounded, like different people do, right? More linear sort of thinkers do. And a lot of times we have debt. A lot of times we don't know, have the money mindset issues or whatever, but we also aren't setting ourselves up for wealth. And that's where I found myself. Like I said in the beginning, like I wanted that and I was targeting for it, but I didn't have any vehicles for that. And that was one of the things that was so attractive, is that you have the sort of the step-by-step space or plan, so to speak, that allows people to easily see themselves having the wealth in ways that maybe they didn't see it before. Right? Because I didn't really think about commercial property for myself until I was at the seminar and I went, oh, I see how I could do that. And then it became a real possibility. Right? And then as you're talking about not needing, you know, $1 million for something, like, you can actually start with a dollar, and you have many other ways. You don't actually need massive upfront capital to do things, and you can leverage other things instead. Then that's sort of getting me thinking to going, wow, how many, what's available that I never even knew was available that would be like a great fit for where I want to go. That's where your teachings really help me bridge that gap between, yeah, I can make a lot of money, but I've spent a lot of money. I've reinvested a lot of money, but now I'm ready to build wealth and build assets. And I think there's a lot of people in that position that really require this information so that they can start thinking like that and build out a plan for themselves so that you can start stepping into that as well.
And absolutely, you just nailed everything, Dan. That's one of the great values why I like working with you, because you're so clear on the mindset and get the emotional fitness and the focus there. It's the financial intelligence, the how-to, the step-by-step, the beginning of a wealth account with a dollar, which is a money magnet, the beginning of a strategic spending plan, the beginning of tools and abilities, if you will, to like flipping properties is a thing we do. We have money partners who fund these transactions. We have 21 different strategies that we use as a baseline to do options on properties, to do rental purchase, where we rent to purchase, where we're virtually replacing your job. That's what the five income streams. And you really got to get good at something, either property, business, equity, something. And everyone's got different skills. So we use teams to get this. You haven't got time, you haven't got a team. Time management's huge, but usually people are busy because they don't have a team. They're trying to do everything by themselves. You may recall, Corey, we do an assessment of a person, just tick the box kind of assessment, and know whether they're hares and owls, tortoises or squirrels, whether they're sharks, whales, dolphins, or they're urchins. And they're all different. Whether they're high Ds, high influences, or, you know, what makes them tick and where should they sit in the bus to be the most effective they can be? Because there's nothing worse than putting a person who really is a front person who likes to negotiate, who just loves people, and put them in a back room with a computer, they go crazy. They need to connect. Likewise, there's no good forcing people to connect and be negotiators when they're really researchers and they're backroom people. And we need backroom people in real estate transactions to see, you know, the councils or the people who and the agreements in documentation, feasibility studies, and all the stuff we provide. So everyone needs to fit, and there's a space for everybody. We do a thing called Magnificent Seven people. So even you and Ben obviously are different makeups, and you complement each other beautifully. To watch the mustache men work with this lady is just something terrific, and to watch her work with him, they're just a relationship made in heaven, and it's just beautiful to see. And that in itself is mastery that I see in you and doing that, and even in the selection. So that's how that works.
So one of the things that you said just now is you don't have to do it alone. Right? There's teams. And I think that that's one of the things, especially if you're struggling with money or you have a mindset of, yeah, I'd like to have like $1 million. I'd like to have so much money. Cause I hear that all the time. People say, I was like, how much money would you like to have? And they say millions, billions. And I'm like, you have no idea what that's going to take, what it's going to be like, how you're going to protect it. Like, how are you going to grow it? Cause most people come from this. I need money to spend it. Right. And that has to shift if you want to have this level of wealth and if you actually want to have millions and more come in. But also what you said is you can't do it alone. Like you're just not, well, maybe you could, but it's easier with a team. And so that also indicates that there's a growth space, especially if you've been sort of a lone ranger in things, to step into being a valuable member of a team, but also trusting people in a team and working together and really building something so that you create more together. And that's really one of the things you facilitate so beautifully is sort of breaking down people's barriers in working together so that they can effectively create more.
So true. And, you know, you just mentioned the magic word, the magic T word, trust. And trust is a currency. And a lot of people in life have been bashed up in life. You know, we got, I'm sure on this call, you've got women and men who have broken up in relationships. So one third don't make it to 7 years and another third don't make it through. Only one third of all marriages make it all the way. And even they've got some bumps on the way, of course. So two thirds failure rate is not a good story. And a lot of people have done that. And then trust breaks down from that, and the money story, and then the arguments and all that. So it's almost like I don't even want to go into a relationship again because I've been burnt and hurt so much. I don't want to get into money again. And then we go and the ego sabotages our life, and then we start pushing down our choices, and then we get very competitive perhaps to survive. And as you know, professionals create and amateurs compete. It's really about creation. But the difference between some of the, let's call them entrepreneurs out there who haven't done those basic steps, we need to get basic steps in place, a step-by-step process, and we need to get the fundamentals that you are building your income streams in a very, very structured way. For instance, we only create two new incomes in the first year. And then we do another one in the third year. Now, we have had people do it quicker than that. We've also had people do it a little bit slower, but that's a very structured way. And so there's no issue here with being out of integrity we don't sell property to our clients. We don't sell them in Canada. We don't sell them in America or Australia. We have very open book. We have no conflict of interest. What we do is show them how to buy under the market, how to make a profit before you start. And that's magical. And in our programs, we spend 2 hours just showing 47 steps on how to do a real estate transaction. So that's the recipe. That's the blueprint. It's like making a cake. When you've got a recipe and just follow it, it's simple, not easy, just simple. You also said about, you know, having a team and really that process of leveraging your time, your money, and your life. The words that I would say really here, very, very important. You don't have to do it all yourself, but I would add, you must lead it, however. In other words, there's no one going to fix this for you other than you taking that personal responsibility, the area that you teach so beautifully, and building that decision about the five steps that we use. Number one is to make a decision to have abundance in all areas. That's hugely important. And that means your health and well-being and your relationships, the way you want this to look, you've got to make a decision for that. Now, the work that Corey does, as I've experienced, as everyone on this, is capable of doing that with her help and the mindset work that she does to give you the worthiness enough to make that decision. And the second thing about that, which is still in that same area, is to take absolute personal responsibility and give up your stories and give up all of that blame and justification, because some of us are bringing these stories from years ago into our present, which is polluting our future, which obviously is not healthy. And then the third step is to actually learn to become a true investor. Otherwise, you'll be a bag lady, or you're going to be living in a caravan, or you're going to. And I always question people here as we sit and watch this in a very non-committed base sometimes. What is your strategy? What is your plan? What are you going to do? I've got great strategies. Not that I'm saying I know everything, but there's a lot of people who kind of, you know, sit back and, you know, sit in the bleachers and yell out to the ref, "You got no idea," or point to the player on the field. In this game, as with Corey, you've got to be willing to get on the field and play. You've got to be willing to do that. And for some, Corey, that's not what they do. They just sit there and complain. But I know your clients aren't like that. The very fact you're even still listening to that indicates that you've committed.
Yeah.
Just to finish the last two, the fourth one is to implement this. So, so important, implementation. And lastly, condition your life to abundance. Over to you.
Yeah, I love all of those. And those are all ones that I facilitate and teach as well. And that's one of the reasons why I really enjoy working with you and your seminars, is because I get to hear all of the stuff I teach through a different lens. And then also get to learn all about the property and the tax and the wealth building and stuff like that. So while I'm personally not in the property aspect right now, Ben's sort of doing the Magnificent Seven team and doing some property flips because that's what he was interested in. Roy's assisting with some business stuff right now because really, you know, everybody needs support. Everybody needs a mentor. If you want to get anywhere and really exponentialize your life, you need to be around people who are doing it and have done it and know how to teach it. And really, one of the things that Roy brings is, and I feel like I do too, is this place of no judgment. So people show up. And what I really experienced at the first, because I've been to three of your 3-day events or multiple day events now, the first one was that you really care. Like, you take intake on people's finances, which honestly was very uncomfortable for me. You had one of your coaches called me and was asking me all these questions. And I was like, I don't know who you are. I'm not telling you any of that. That was probably the problem one, where she was probably like, this chick is not open at all. But I was very protective, right? And I didn't know what we were going to be doing with all of that. But what was so great is that, you know, Roy looks over all of your stuff to go, here's how I can help you. Here's where you're at. Here's maybe some blind spots, and here's where I can help you. And that was really, really good to see. It was a little bit uncomfortable, but we need people in our lives that are going to point things out that we're either avoiding, hiding from ourselves, stuck in a story about. And when we're really taking responsibility, it doesn't mean we have to call ourselves out all the time. It means we need to surround ourselves with people that are inspiring us, that are showing us a different way, that are assisting us to see things that we can't see ourselves. And I feel like you do a fantastic job of that. Plus, like everybody in that room had a totally different financial situation. Some people, you'd look at them and go, man, they are screwed, right? But Roy doesn't. Roy looks at it and go, nope, here's what you need to do. Here's how you get out of this. Like, here's your way out. And then there's other people in the room who were doing really well, had, you know, way more in place than me for sure. And it becomes an inspiration. So it's really amazing how nobody is stuck. Nobody is in trouble. There might be emergencies or urgencies, but those need to be handled because that your consciousness gets you into those spaces. And we need your consciousness to get you out of those spaces too.
Absolutely. You've nailed it there. Everyone's okay. It's just, what are you going to do now? And it's really taking back control of your life and start with a plan to create your income, to really get to fulfillment. In the end of the day, it's all about being happy. And when you're under stress with money issues, this is not good. And it causes massive problems to your health and well-being. So, Corey, if we may start here, you know, maybe there's a quick bunch of questions. First one is, you know, are you teachable? Will you listen? And are you basically committed to do this, you know? And if you're wanting to get it, now is the time. There's no accident. You'll listen to Corey. No accident. You're here. There's never any accidents. And the biggest thing I ask everyone, as I did for Corey, was to be willing to be held to account. Because some people, you know, don't. But when I ask this question, I get everyone saying, yeah, please hold me to account. I know this is going to be good. And I know I've been sabotaging myself from time to time. We call them Tin Tams in Australia. This is chocolates we eat when we shouldn't. And a bit of chocolate's good. I love chocolate and coffee. However, it's about, if you've got zero commitment, it's not going to work. And 10 is maximum. I need a person 7, 8, 9, something there. You know where you are. If you want this, that's the price you pay. Commitment. That's it. So I got a thing here. If you want to write this, onelife.com.au, as in Australia. So onelife.com.au/Corey, C-O-R-Y, of course. And we're going to send you the book, which will be a beginning step to get you underway. I think it's your first step, if you're serious. We're going to set you also the goal setting program we have, which I think is really powerful. Mm-hmm. And also the wealth work. And I find that's a really good one to sort of look where you are and what's going on. Just a gift. And then we may do nothing with this, but one of our coaches will give you a call, perhaps set up something. And we're going to pick some people, Corey, if it's okay with you, as examples and take them on the journey. And let's make this dollar to $1 million be real to them and have it in. It starts with $1 to 20,000, then 40, 80, 160, 320,000, 640, and $1 million. And we don't stop. We keep going.
You just I love that about you. I love that about you. So that's onelife.com.au/Corey. And I know people are going to ask, does he work with people all over the world? He does. It's like Roy said, and I found this too, working with people everywhere. The money stories are all the same. They're all the same. And there's no unique money story. They categorize into a few different categories and a few different issues. And then it makes everybody feel the same way, like crap, and like it's not possible, repeating the same self-sabotage patterns. And the problems with money are not unique. It's how we've been conditioned. It's how we've been taught, but it's not how we need to move forward. It's not what's possible. And so what I want to say in just addition to this is that no matter where you are, like I talk a lot about money, but I talk about a lot of other things. If you're lacking the sort of the foundation for how to think about money, how to create wealth. And you're like, hey, I've been asking for lots of money to show up, but it's not really showing up, or it's going right out the door. You might really benefit from some of these tools because I think they're fantastic. Some of them you might've heard before, but the way Roy puts it all together is magnificently brilliant. So go ahead, opt in. It's totally free. It's his gift. Thank you so much for offering that to everybody.
I guess if we finish this off, it's always, we begin at the with the end in mind. However, you start with where are you? And we have a thing called a seven-step plan, which is just your cash, your income, your assets that you don't have or do have, your spending habits, your credit, and your pension fund and your tax. These are the seven of the dashboard of your life. The first thing, where am I? Second thing is, where do I want to go? And that's in this next year, next 3 years, next 7 years. And there's a lot of changes here. And I'll just mention just briefly, really quick. 3 years ago, 4% of the population in most countries, Canada, America, US, all of Australia and New Zealand were working from home. We currently have in most of these countries between 27 and 30% working from home. And before this decade's out, I believe 40% were working from home. So we've got a whole change of mindset. COVID's really pushed this forward. And so there's going to be very different ways of things happening and different ways, electric cars, digital currency, that's been in for a long time. But you're going to need to copy some of your very important documents because they could disappear seriously up in the cloud, like title deeds for property. So protection of assets is equally as important as creating assets. And lastly, I just want to say one thing, and that is the mindset that Corey teaches will give you the pathway to understand the difference between you at work to create an asset that works for you, that creates your income. And that shift, that one thing can change the whole game, a different game plan.
So it's cool. I love that. Oh my gosh. I'm just going to say that again. Instead of you working for the asset, the asset is actually working for you.
You're flipping a house, which is an asset that creates income. You're flipping a business that creates income. It's different. Instead of you being in the dance and being danced or watching, you become the watcher of the dance. You are observing the dance. You're working on it, not in it, which is a completely different mindset, which you're so beautiful at creating. And then they see the different game. And this is step by step. We're talking a year, then another year, another, and slowly phase yourself out of working, having money work for you. We go from 5 days a week to 4 days to three to two.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. For me, even, it's been such a transition of, working jobs, but then also just not knowing what the heck I was even good at for many years. And then finally finding things I was, and then going, ooh, I'm really great at this. Let me work very hard, right? And then working myself basically to death, and then create, now leveraging everything. So leveraging the money, leveraging my assets, leveraging our teams, leveraging our programs, leveraging all of it to create more. But it's not just more money, it's more abundance in the world. It's more contribution to people. And that's one of the things I was so curious about coming to your first seminar. I was like, you've got all these businesses. Why are you even spending these weekends doing these classes?
So my wife and I won the lottery. I got the best wife in the whole planet. My wife's very similar to Corey. She's very similar in so many ways. However, like Corey, when you love what you do and you're on purpose, and I think this is a really most important thing you see young people and older people for that matter, they've lost their purpose. When they don't have purpose, they get into a very selfish approach, even on, victim and why me and a whole range of stuff. When you've got something bigger than you to do, then you get so much fulfillment. And I know Corey does this when she's doing her seminar and she's getting the feedback of the energy of that room of what you're doing is giving them what, whatever they want. And in other words, what you give away is what you get back. So if you give friendship, you get friendship. You give love, you get love back. I found if you give abundance, you get abundance back. So I live off this, and I don't have to do it, but I'm drawn to make a difference. And my biggest difference that I'm interested in is young people, children, who I had the benefit of helping my kids when they were very, very young. 3-year-old kids right through, you know. But I'm really interested in Corey, in her clients here, their children and grandchildren. And if you can be a missionary for that, an example of wealth and abundance and giving them some really good values and integrity and all the other good stuff, but give them the ability to see a future financially, you're going to change a lot of people's hearts, because they've got some very big difficulties growing up in this new world. They won't get jobs like you got. They'll be different, very different. And we have all the strategies for that. So that's what I'm really looking forward to. That's the driver for me.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I think that the kids are our future. You know, that's old, age old saying now, but truly teaching kids their value, truly teaching kids how to follow their intuition, tune into what they're interested in, where their heart sings, and to be that contribution and have vehicles for how to work this reality. Because that's the biggest thing, I think, for the fifth dimensionals, right? Is that we don't really care about money like we've been taught. So we have to do it from a different angle. And that doesn't exclude the different ways, the vehicles that we can do it with, create wealth with, create our lives with, so that we can really get out of the rat race of working for money and create a life that really isn't fun and inspiring for us, and do really whatever you want.
The fifth dimensionals are creators, and they create, but they feel like aliens here, and they don't fit because they came from that planet far, far away. And they don't get on with humans that well, really. They have to adapt all the time. And my wife's a fifth dimensional as well. So it's very difficult in one sense. And everyone has the fifth dimension in them. It just gets pushed down. And when you get it back again, it's just an awakening of consciousness, because we're only consciousness and energy. That's all we are. We're spiritual beings living in these physical bodies, having these human experiences. And all we need to do is get into action and be on purpose. And you step into the river of purpose, the river knows where it's going. It's going to the ocean of abundance. And really, you want to be on purpose and purposeful and every day, and be grateful every day when you get up. And when you don't have all this money stuff going on, you can enjoy this. And this is magical.
It is totally magical. I love all of that. And I just love that you talk about the fifth dimensionals. It's so great. Roy, thank you so much for being my very first guest. This was so awesome. You've just really provided a lot of value. Go check out his book at onelife.com/Corey, C-O-R-Y. Get his book for free, audio or PDF download, and check it out and start implementing some of his stuff. And then, you know, maybe you'll find yourself working with Roy as I did. If anything, take the time to receive his gifts, because they're just magnificent. So thank you so much for joining us today. And I appreciate you. Have an amazing, magical day.
Namaste. Thank you.
You are now exiting the 5D field and the Crazy Possible podcast. Send me, Corey Michelle. Thank you so much for joining me. If you would be so kind to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast so you can receive more about how to have energetic mastery and turn every desire into reality. Head over to meetcoreymichelle.com/5D to connect on socials and to receive your free gift. We will see you soon again in the 5D field.